This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What a week this has been, huh? Let's take a look at the double standard that is in place. And this is why it's so much fun to watch the circular firing squad that is leftism. Whoopi Goldberg, actually Karen Johnson, suspended for 2 weeks by ABC for her comments about the Holocaust, had an opinion. And that's okay. She can have an opinion. She, like you, like me, like many people these days, is unable to properly, well, not like me, I can do it. She is unable to properly contextualize history to see it outside her own contemporary leftist worldview. But Goldberg, like me, is a talk show host with very little power. I don't hurt anybody with my words. She doesn't hurt anybody with her words. Not really. She should be able to express herself without fear of losing her job, as should Joe Rogan, or Roseanne Barr, for that matter. And that said, the slap on the wrist, probably intended to keep Goldberg out of the public eye to weather the storm, is also performative. Nobody believes her career is in danger, and everybody knows that if Goldberg were a conservative, her career in mainstream media or entertainment would be over. And the nation would have been plunged into another insufferable conversation about the right-wing menace and the dangers of unfettered speech. Yet when Goldberg gets suspended, suddenly people like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are troubled about cancel culture. See, Disney and ABC are owned by the same company. And if you recall, Gina Carano, the former MMA fighter, mixed martial artist, she's now an actress. She played Cara Dune in The Mandalorian. She wasn't placed on a two-week suspension. She was fired for social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities. Now, Carano didn't belittle anyone in the way Goldberg or even Anna Navarro did the other day when generalizing the attempted extermination of Jews as an act of white supremacy or white-on-white inhumanity on The View. Carano used Nazis to make a reductive, misplaced point about how dangerous it can be when the state singles out certain classes of people. The double standard was obvious immediately as we learned that actor Pedro Pascal, who plays the Mandalorian on the show, was comparing Auschwitz to the Trump-era border apprehensions. Now, this is the same thing that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and scores of other leftists and some conservatives engage in. It would be wonderful if people had another historical event to exploit, but we're going to need a lot of censors if ignorance is classified as speech crime. Or maybe take Stephen Colbert, who had Goldberg on to explain her comments, resulting in one of the most painfully stupid conversations about the Holocaust ever witnessed. Still, he let her have her say rather than merely accepting the least generous interpretation of her words. And the next day, Colbert was on television insinuating that Ron DeSantis, governor of a state with the third highest number of Jews in the nation, has Nazi sympathies because he didn't take the time to condemn a few publicity-seeking cosplaying nuts in Orlando. For Colbert, who gives people like Jew baiter Ilhan Omar softball interviews, anti-Semitism is mostly a useful cudgel with which to attack conservatives. And I haven't seen any prominent conservative call for the firing of Goldberg. And that's because a lot of us don't, you know, she's entitled to her opinion. She can say what she wants. She, you know, that was stupidity on display. All right? Her context was completely messed up. Now, the problem is that this double standard is almost surely going to harden conservative views on open speech. And there will be tit-for-tat, pearl-clutching, and pressure campaigns, but mostly there will be calls for revenge. And you can only expect people to live under two sets of rules and standards for so long. A very large chunk of the left's time these days is taken up with the attempts to undercut open discourse. And not just a bunch of crybabies at Georgetown Law who are trying to get Shapiro fired for clumsily expressing the view that 76% of Americans are media reporters at CNN, or musicians trying to pressure Spotify to deplatform Rogan. It's the president and politicians who disapprove, who pressure companies to shut down speech they disapprove of. Nor is it only the well-known apostates who live in fear of committing speech crimes. A recent Manhattan Institute study found that 45% of employees under 30 are scared of losing their jobs because somebody misunderstands something they may say or do, or takes it out of context, text, or posts something from your past online. You're not allowed to have ever made a mistake, or a misstep, or misspoke, or anything like that. You're not even allowed, but the more important thing here is it's not about whether you make a mistake, or you misspeak, or you misstep. It's about you're entitled to your opinion. You are entitled to your opinion. A lot of people like me put on uniforms and went out and made sure that you would be allowed to be entitled to your opinion. And say what you want to say, as monstrous as it may be. This kind of noxious anxiety should not exist in a truly, in a nation about liberty. And it's the leftist orthodoxy that will get you canned. And none of this is to say that we shouldn't be critical of things people say, or that every nut has a God-given right to a television show. It does mean that those trying to cancel or chill speech are acting in illiberal ways. Either you believe in free expression as a neutral principle, or you don't. Those who don't are usually authoritarian. Though, like most authoritarians, they don't even know they're the bad guys. But this is a beautiful example of the idea, and it's an exposure as well. But it's a beautiful example of the idea that the left eventually runs into itself. They run in a circle, and then they run into their own back with some of these things they do. Now, you know, remember Roseanne Barr? Roseanne Barr said what she said when she said it. And she was, I mean, it was her show. She was the creator of the show. She's the one that brought it back. It was a top-rated show, and she was fired from it. And they had to change, I mean, the entire cast had to stay. And I'm sure there were cast members that were like, I can't believe she said that. But, you know, does Roseanne Barr is a comedian. Is she not entitled to have an opinion or to tell a joke, even if some people might find it offensive? I mean, I hate to tell you this, but that would, in the cancel culture of today, that would have cut, you know, there would be no Eddie Murphy, no Richard Pryor. No, I mean, and look what I'm talking about. I'm talking about two comedians that in their time were so edgy and at the same time so hilarious. And I firmly believe that laughing is good for the soul. So that was really good soul stuff that was happening for me. They wouldn't exist today. Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks was a leftist he was way out there left. And I found him just as funny as he could be. And some of the things he said would not be allowed today. Would not be allowed today. Look at the things we wouldn't. Trading Places wouldn't be out there. Blazing Saddles wouldn't be allowed to be made today. 48 Hours wouldn't be allowed to be made today. This is leftism. It isn't that they don't say and do the things that they will try to condemn you for and try to shut you out. I mean, they want to take everything from you for talking. Just for talking. But at the same time, just like guns, they want their free speech in the same way that you want yours. They just want to make sure that you don't get any. You're not allowed to have any. And then eventually, one of them runs into their own backside while doing it. And they should be allowed this opinion, but then the controversy erupts. And therein lies their very, very basic problem. They can't live by their own rules. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I used to watch South Park. And South Park had a lot of fun with the Canadians. But the old stereotype of Canadians as slow-talking, syrup-slurping igloo jockeys has been dashed this past week as our friends to the north have launched a peaceful working-class revolt against the blackface-wearing clown they have as their prime minister, as well as against that country's entire ruling caste. And
We should stand in solidarity with the big rig truckers pushing back against the man, although that assumes their oppressor's gender. But in this age of insanity, there's always a possibility of chaos, even in Canada. While the good-natured, polite pushback against the globalist establishment has been entirely pleasant so far, the terrified elite's reaction to it has not. It's been ugly, and it could get uglier. All over the world, it's the same when the people of what we once knew as the free world challenge the powerful. The failed global elite is getting desperate to retain their power from Austria to Australia. And all those alleged principles you hear so much about when you try to protect or pursue your own interests, well, you can forget them. Silencing dissenters, banning assemblies, even turning the cops on peaceful protesters. These are the tools of the ruler's toolbox. And you see it here in America, too, in government and out. Even Neil Young, rocking in the free world, wants to shut down and gag Joe Rogan for refusing to enforce the official narrative, and is anybody surprised? They adore censorship. They won't call it that. They call this suppressing misinformation, with the definition of that term being anything they don't want people to hear. And they call protest against the corrupt incompetence and the ruling class insurrection. But the elite reaction isn't going to work. And yet, while that's good, what's bad is that this will not stop their bitter defense of their rule. They will take the next step and the next to keep their power. Look at the Americans held in the D.C. gulag as leftist thugs in Portland and elsewhere run free. The government sent SWAT teams to bust trespassers and had already killed at least one woman for being an unapproved person in the people's house. Her murderer struts around he's strutting around uncharged and collecting his paycheck where he should be breaking rocks and distilling Pruno in a Sills toilet, but no, he's a courageous person. So, how would invading Canada fit into this? Because, you know, they're... A couple of guys I hope they're tongue-in-cheek about it, but they're talking about it. Let's hope it doesn't, but have you seen a single piece of evidence that convinces you that there's some sort of limit here or in the Great White North as to what the ruling caste will do to retain power? They tried to ignore the truckers. You can't ignore the truckers. When the truckers stop rolling, life ceases. If you think the supply chain is bad now, imagine if the truckers stop rolling. Then the regime media and government called them racist, which that had no effect. Then they tried to ban the crowds in the convoy. That had no effect. Then Trudeau announced the Canadian Patriots were essentially deplorables, unworthy of participating in their own fake democracy. But the Canadian Patriots so far have refused to submit. So Trudeau will inevitably turn up the heat. So what happens next after the elite forecloses any chance that their demands would be considered? How long until Trudeau orders in the Mounties and even the relatively few remaining Canadian soldiers to crush the protests? Now, we have learned from watching the COVID cops hassle mommies on playgrounds because their kids got on the jungle gym without a face thong that there's always some pension collector willing to do the dictator's bidding. Except once again, this will not be enough to stop the people. They're just too many, and they're going to be too mad. And here's the problem with foreclosing all means of peaceful protest, which is what censorship and the other oppressions we've seen happening do. This leaves only unpeaceful protest, violent protest. So now we get to ask the question, might the Canadians revolt? I mean, really revolt. Not merely torment sissy city twits by honking through the night. The recipe for that is eliminating all peaceful means of dissent plus doubling down on the oppression. And Trudeau already considered using the Canadian Emergencies Act to override civil liberties because of COVID. Do you think he would hesitate to do it because of a threat to the ruling class power? His alleged father, Pierre, who qualifies as a staffer at the Bulwark, used the predecessor War Measures Act when Frenchie guerrillas revolted in 1970. But here's the thing, and this is the same as it is here in the United States, believe it or not. There's not enough Canadian flunkies to suppress all the Canadian deplorables. although they are not blessed with the vast store of weapons that we have. Remember, patriots buy guns and ammunition to lawfully deter and defend against criminals and tyrants. The Canucks probably did not turn all their iron in. And Canadians are a tough and hardy people who can be positively fearsome when pushed too far. Ask all the German SS prisoners the Canadians took after the Krauts murdered a bunch of Canuck POWs. Except there weren't that many SS prisoners after that because the Canadians took care of business. So you have a uniquely stupid prime minister representing a ruling class that does not believe in the right to dissent and that is terrified that normal people are challenging its power. And further, this buffoon has the ability and the apparent willingness to declare some sort of state of emergency and use the power of the state to crush those who refuse to conform. And stupid plus fascist equals a potential for a real mess. Right now, some of you are saying, Bill thinks Canada's going to go hot. Maybe. Once we would have thought throwing open the border was crazy, that dudes winning all the medals and girls swimming was crazy, that Joe Biden getting a position of responsibility was crazy. And 2 years ago, the idea of our elite cheering the deaths of those refusing to inject themselves with the medicine that does not work as advertised, that was crazy too. And here we are. Because we are definitely in the age of the worst-case scenario squared. Right now, the only thing that's crazy is expecting sanity. So let's play this out. Say Canada goes to hell, and what does Grandpa Badfinger do? Does he just let his fellow globalists go down? Even that senile old pervert knows that's a bad precedent. So right now, Krusty and his pals are willing to send your kids to fight for the ruling class prerogatives in a frigid place across the globe. You think he would be able to resist the entreaties of his fellow travelers if normal people looked like they were about to seize power next door? In this scenario, which is measurably less insane than most of the things going down the last few years, unimaginable? Nope. Because dumb plus vicious equals trouble. So do not even for a second, underestimate what the ruling caste will do to try to hold on to its power. They've shown they're willing to take your job, to silence you, to throw you in jail even. And why would you imagine it would not go as far as it had in order to preserve the power of a young dummy by sending help from an old dummy? They can screw things up beyond our wildest dreams. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More vaccinated adults are being hospitalized during the Omicron surge. However, they are also less likely to have a severe illness or die. That's according to a new CDC analysis of a hospital in Los Angeles that found that there were more hospitalizations during Omicron compared to the Delta variant, but vaccinated adults had a lower likelihood of being admitted to the ICU. Snow, ice, and rain are hitting the East Coast as it's the latest region to deal with this week's winter storm. Meanwhile, record cold temperatures now hitting parts of the South, including Texas. Texas officials are confident the power grid is performing well during the storm. Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying peak demand was at 69,000 megawatts Friday. This is USA Radio News. President Biden on Friday did a victory lap after the United States added about 467,000 jobs in January, exceeding expectations and more than twice the amount of jobs added in December. But many Americans are still feeling the weight of inflation and high gas prices. White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese joins Fox News to weigh in on domestic and international oil production.
Well, oil production is increasing here domestically because the market is driving that. And when prices go up, then production goes up as well. The challenge internationally is that we don't have a competitive international market because we have a cartel in OPEC who sets supply constraints, and they need to actually deliver on the supply commitments that they have made.
A winter storm causing havoc for airlines. Over 3,400 flights were canceled on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back. Excuse me. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In 1980, Ted Turner, a visionary, no matter what else you may think of him, launched the cable news network, the first 24 hours a day news show. Now, we've since learned that most people in the media, going back at least as far as the 60s, were leftist. They mostly played it straight. You could rely on CNN for a while. Then Jeff Zucker became CNN's president, and he decided to make it a partisan outlet, which worked to their benefit during the Trump years. However, Trump's gone, and they are collapsing. And not only are the rats getting fired, we're also discovering that they are disgusting, perverse, and unprincipled rats. Now, as far as in terms of news, I don't have to tell you what kind of a cesspool CNN has been. It's been a cheerleader for every piece of garbage the media has generated, whether it's pro-Obama, anti-Trump, pro-Russia hoax, pro-Biden, pro-Fauci, pro-lockdowns, pro-vaccine mandates, or any other piece of fake news that the Democrat class has needed in order to advance their power over American politics. But I was really struck by a tweet from Nicholas Fondacaro because it illustrates when people feel so insulated by power that they have no boundaries at all, that they lapse into the worst kind of moral corruption, and CNN had way too much power for way too long. Now, from Twitter, the company line from CNN right now is that we're all stunned. They're all stunned. But we've had Chris Cuomo. Cuomo, New Day producer, is a pedo. Jake Tapper's producer is a pedo, Jeffrey Toobin, and now boss Jeff Zucker. Nothing to be stunned about, CNN is the home of sexual deviancy. And how could I forget Don Lemon's alleged sexual assault? So let's take each of those names in turn, shall we? Chris Cuomo, throughout COVID, he used CNN to shield for his brother. Andrew, the killer governor of New York. He lied about his quarantine when he allegedly, because who really knows, caught COVID. He again used CNN to shield for his brother when the latter was accused of sexual malfeasance, when he was accused of his own sexual misconduct, which ostensibly led to his firing. Even Mr. Potato, a.k.a. Brian Stelter, claims that the charge of sexual misconduct against Zucker originated with Cuomo, who's out for revenge. John Griffin. Griffin was a producer for New Day, a Chris Cuomo vehicle. He was arrested in December for truly heinous sex crimes. He sought to persuade parents to allow him to train their daughters to be sexually submissive. I would love to have seen how those conversations went, according to court documents from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Vermont. The daughters at issue were under 10, with one being as young as 7, and he did have physical access to them. Rick Salibi. Salibi was a producer for Jake Tapper. CNN fired him when he solicited sexually explicit pictures of an underage girl. He's also had endless creepy fantasies about sexually molesting his fiancée's underage daughter. Now, you understand the reason we know this is because he's been talking about it, because they feel insulated by power. Jeffrey Toobin. Now, although Toobin is still at CNN, he had a lengthy hiatus after he was caught, doing things during a Zoom call. The puns resulting from the moment were outstanding, but the reality is the guy's a pervert. He also had an extramarital affair with the daughter of a colleague, got her pregnant, and tried to force her to have an abortion. When she refused, he threatened her, and when she had the baby, he denied paternity until a DNA test exposed his lie. Then there's Don Lemon. Dustin Heiss, a New York bartender, sued Lemon in 2019, alleging that Lemon crudely sexually assaulted him, not technical rape, but decidedly hands-on and very demeaning. Lemon denies the claim. And Jeff Zucker, the titular head of CNN. He had a years-long extramarital affair with a CNN colleague, Allison Gollust. Compared to the people whom he employed, his conduct seems positively restrained. Now, the Spider-Man motto is, with great power comes great responsibility. But this has not been CNN's motto, because they've been one of the major corruptors of American politics and civil discourse. A more apt motto would be, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And in CNN's case, that sense of power over America, combined with the belief that the institution and its people were untouchable, led to a culture of extreme moral debauchery. If Chris Cuomo does intend to burn the place down, one can only wonder what kind of other reports we'll hear about the perverse predilections of those both in front of and behind the cameras. Things could be quite bad. And I don't actually know anything about it, but, who knew? Now, so let me segue here, okay? Because I've been talking about opinions and things that happen and everything else. And, with the leftists, it truly is a circular death wish for them, because sooner or later they're going to run into themselves. But if you were raised correctly, you were told to apologize when you did something wrong, and you did it because your parents were right. But now they're wrong, of course. Maybe they're not completely wrong. If you do something that falls under the category of normal human error or regret, something for which you feel genuinely sorry for, by all means apologize to the person that you have wronged. By all means. But if you do or say something that the goon squad of fascists running the political left these days deems unacceptable, look them square in their vacant eyes and tell them to go to hell. It used to be that apologies were accepted, and with rare exceptions, everybody moved on. But the apology is not something they're looking for. They're not looking for the apology. They want submission or cancellation. So apologizing, they're not going to accept it anyway, so why do it? And you didn't do anything wrong. You just expressed an opinion. There is no benefit to apologizing, even if you feel that what you did was wrong. If you're not of the left, or even if you are, but you sinned by disagreeing with the leftist orthodoxy on one particular issue, your apology is not going to be accepted, no matter how sincere. So don't offer one. And Joe Rogan is learning this the hard way. He did nothing wrong, but because he existed wrong for a brief period, he's now a walking bullseye. Even the White House has gone after him. All he did was have a conversation. It was just a conversation Democrats don't want to allow people to have. It was expressing thoughts they don't want to allow people to have, and most importantly, more offending to the left, he asked questions, and questions are not allowed. Only obedience is acceptable. And Rogan is, for the most part, a man of the left. At least to an extent, he expresses political beliefs. But he's not an activist. He's a comedian who smokes a lot of weed while having long, sometimes interesting conversations with other comedians, MMA fighters, or any random person from any aspect of life. There's no criteria for being a guest on the show, which is the real problem the left has with it. He gets 240 million downloads per month. Progressive Democrats hate that he and his guests are of all political persuasions, especially conservative. I've never watched or listened to a whole episode. I've only seen clips on YouTube. But the clips are good. I can't vouch for the other 2 hours and 50 minutes. But these short clips that go viral are enough completely out of context to set off the left and demand his head. And it has nothing to do with COVID. No matter what the media and the mob claim, it has everything to do with how Rogan has guests on that the left don't want him to have on, people they don't want to heard by his large young audience. And the COVID misinformation garbage is just a cover because they can't say they want him to stop having on guests they don't like. They'd rather destroy him because it's much cleaner that way. So when he apologized or attempted to pander and explain himself in a fit of weakness, they'd already won. Every left-wing news outlet is on board with getting him kicked off Spotify anything. Anyway, these same outlets hilariously have rallied to defense of Whoopi Goldberg for her offensive and stupid, "the Holocaust had nothing to do with race" comment. Comments she repeated and insisted upon. Morning Joe even offered up a Leave Whoopi Alone segment after cheering has-been musicians for pulling their music from Spotify to hurt Rogan. Now, in an ideal world, no one would get fired for saying something dumb or offensive. We'd all be adults and get over it and accept the apologies. But we don't live in that world. We live in the cancel culture. So, act accordingly. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. President Joe Double-Barreled Shotgun Biden is no fan of the Second Amendment, which is a point that he seems determined to remind us of at every opportunity. So, with so-called gun violence surging across the nation, many are eager to give him just such an opportunity. Unsurprisingly, of course, he took it. So, this past Thursday, he announced a slew of measures aimed at cutting down on gun violence, including a new Justice Department effort, specifically cracking down on the use of ghost guns. The DOJ is launching a new National Ghost Gun Enforcement Initiative ahead of President Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland's travel to New York City to discuss gun violence and anti-crime efforts. The department's latest initiative on ghost guns, which are privately made and difficult to track, will prioritize bringing federal charges against individuals who use those weapons, which I don't know what difference it makes, to be honest with you. Does this mean that when they steal a gun and they file off the serial number, does that make it a ghost gun then? I don't even know why they do that. DOJ plans to train prosecutors on issues specifically related to ghost guns in a bid to better enforce laws against the weapons, which have grown in popularity. Garland is directing U.S. attorneys to prioritize federal prosecutions of those who illegally sell or transfer firearms that are used in violent crimes, and the department is announcing a new initiative seeking to curb drug-related violence and overdose deaths by partnering with local law enforcement. And Biden is also calling for additional funds for local law enforcement. However, he should not be shocked when absolutely none of this works the way it's intended. So let me tell you why. First, for a change, we have some numbers of ghost guns to discuss, and unsurprisingly, there are issues with them. Local law enforcement reported 1,750 suspected ghost guns in 2016, and that number had grown to 8,712 by 2020, according to DOJ statistics. Now, based upon the way they operate, where they conflate data, how many of those guns were actually built by people and then used in a crime versus how many guns were stolen by people and the serial numbers were filed off and thus they became ghost guns, I guess. And how many of those were guns like that? Because those are two separate animals altogether. So we're looking at suspecting ghost guns and comparing them to whatever the DOJ says, I guess, now. First, we know the police haven't actually found that many unserialized firearms, so what they're doing is estimating, which really means that they're actually guessing. I mean, the NYPD only recovered 200 unserialized firearms as of November of last year for 2021. So I find it doubtful that any number of the 8,000-plus range is anything but a guess. And the truth of the matter is that criminals are going to get whatever firearms they can, however they can. If they build them, they build them. And you can do that with without any kits or 80% receivers or anything of that sort, but they're going to buy them from whoever they can. By focusing so heavily on so-called ghost guns, more accurately thought of as unserialized firearms, the Biden administration is suffering from tunnel vision. They've got it in their head that the current bugaboo for anti-Second Amendment types is the real problem, and they don't really care about any evidence to the contrary. So while they're focused on unserialized firearms, the illicit trade of guns will continue and pretty much nothing will change. And if New York City really wanted to address the problem, they'd at least consider the idea that maybe allowing law-abiding citizens to carry guns to protect themselves. That might be in order. The fact that they won't even consider it tells you everything you need to know about that issue. Absolutely no way will we ever do this. That's their position. But he's going to waste the tax dollars the rest of us pay and try to bail them out of a mess of their own making. And then to top it off, he focuses attention on the wrong things. I suppose we should probably just be amazed that Biden can focus any attention on anything at all at this point. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know about him. Let's segue to the moms demand attention. I'm sorry. They're one of the anti-gun groups that we just seem to be stuck with them. They've been more effective than many anti-Second Amendment groups, of course, but that doesn't mean they're right. Like, while they were trying to address the so-called boyfriend loophole at Elle's website, founder Sharon Watts opts to just make a bunch of junk up about gun rights supporters. She says that there were a lot of words that they were called. She was called these words, and her fellow Moms Demand Action volunteers, they've all been called these bad names that start with C, W, and B over the past 9 years. We've become experts on the nexus between misogyny and gun culture because we've lived it in person and online since the day we decided to stand up to the gun lobby. Now, I want to interject that while I don't doubt some of these women have been called such things, considering some of the things they call us, they're kind of mild. But unkind names do not misogyny make. And to be clear, she says, pro-gun activists don't disagree with us because they actually believe we want to take their guns away. They hate us because we're women. Well, that's an outright lie, too. Because hate is a very strong word. And I do hate some people. Some of them don't even know who they are, but I do. I harbor very strong feelings toward them. But while I know plenty of people who are anything but fans of the Shannon Watts fan club, few actually hate her or anybody else with the Moms Demand Attention Action. Sorry. Frankly, most of us just don't care enough about them to have any feeling close to hate, which is an emotional thing. Second, if we hated them because they were women, then why would we adore so many of the women in our own ranks? Like Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman of Lock and Load. Like Corinne Mosier, who is an instructor and a competitor who lost her husband, her law enforcement husband, in the line of duty. If it was about them being women, that simply wouldn't happen. And moreover, if it were true, none of the women who make a living in the pro-gun world would be able to do so. Because people generally don't pay folks that they hate, you know? And Watts knows this. And so, because she knows this, she must have, as she makes these statements, some sort of evidence about these statements and the fact that we just hate them because they're female. And is that still a thing even? Because it makes me wonder, in the transgender world, why would a man want to be a woman if there's such a bias against him? I don't know. Anyway. Rarely do men who proclaim themselves defenders of constitutional liberty direct message me about policy. This is coming from Watts. They're more likely to threaten me with rape or hanging. Gun extremists have told me to go bake a cake. It rhymes with rich. Or do what all the other stay-at-home moms do and watch TV with a bottle of Chardonnay. I've been told I'm trying to take people's rights away just because I got knocked up once. Do I think she gets those kind of messages? Yeah, sure. But she's not unique. She's not unique. I've been called everything in the book. Everything in the book. And normally, I just sort of bang it back up against them in whatever venue they decide to come at me. And it never stops. And that's fine, because like I said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But the part of the reason that Watts gets stuff like this and little else may well be because she's notorious for blocking anyone critical of her on social media. Lots of people have been blocked by her on for years. And people know this, so they figure if they're going to get blocked by Shannon Watts, they may well, let's earn this. Let's earn this ride. But I'm not excusing such comments. But when you're claiming gun owners are misogynists, you're going to get comments like that, because that's a knee-jerk reaction that many people, myself included, tend to take when they're told they're a sexist piece of filth. And it's not definitive proof of anything other than a desire to get under her skin. She knows it. So that entire screed that she wrote, and there's so much more that I could talk about, is all prefaced on lies. And so, this makes her sort of unserious in my opinion. You know, is there really anything else she can say that should be taken the least bit seriously? No. Easy answer to that. But just remember this. Words cannot hurt you. Your words cannot hurt anyone. But you know what you are. Be back again next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.